Overcoming Bad Habits, Part 1, by Maria Fontaine.
I received a letter from a dear man who was struggling with some long-standing bad habits, and he had begun to wonder if he could ever overcome them. I think we've all experienced how bad habits can develop over time. We may still be battling to overcome some of them. We've probably all seen how they can interrupt our lives and hinder our efforts to accomplish our goals. Some bad habits can even jeopardize our health, both mentally and physically, and our relationships with others. They can be detrimental to our spiritual life and waste our time and energy. It's easy to get discouraged when we feel like we can't overcome them. One person commented that in his case, opening his email as soon as he turns on his phone in the morning is a bad habit. It makes him feel connected, so it's somewhat of a benefit to him in that way. But the downside is that the messages, some of which may be about others' problems, as well as headlines about world issues, frequently leave him feeling discouraged and stressed. With his attention divided between these things and his work, he's often found that it has hindered his productivity. Nevertheless, it's hard not to be pulled into checking messages when they're right there trying to capture your attention. He doesn't want to feel like he's missing out, so he keeps doing it. Almost all bad habits provide some perceived benefit, which is what makes them attractive in the first place. But that benefit is outweighed by the negative effects produced in the long run. How much progress you make in overcoming a bad habit will often depend on how serious you are about changing. When you realize that a bad habit is costing you more than you're willing to pay, or resulting in setbacks in your life and relationships with others, that can motivate you to break it. One of my co-workers explained to me that in the past he was very energetic and would often push himself too hard when it came to physical activities, until eventually he had a serious knee injury. The doctors told him he couldn't do certain sports and other activities ever again, but he couldn't seem to help himself. As a result, he incurred several other injuries and had a number of close calls. He wanted to change, but the temptation to push himself beyond safe limits seemed irresistible. In other areas of his life, he's not the risk-taker type, but for some reason, in this area, he kept giving in. He finally decided to pray a whatever-it-takes prayer, telling the Lord that he was ready to let him do whatever it took to help him change this bad habit that he couldn't seem to overcome. This man has a great love for kids and a very protective nature towards them. He dedicated his life to working with children for many years. Shortly after he prayed that prayer, he was running and playing with a group of kids and once again pushed his injured knee too hard while holding a 3-year-old girl in his arms. The injured knee gave way once again, but this time was different because for the first time, his actions had put a child at risk of injury. Thankfully, she wasn't hurt, but the very real possibility that by pushing himself, he had put her at risk drove him to change. The Lord worked in a way that he knew would bring the needed change. What this man couldn't sum up the willpower to do, even for his own safety, he found he could do to keep from possibly injuring a child. It created a desperation and conviction that helped him break that bad habit. He never again took that kind of chance, and he has never had another fall or injury involving his knee. We are each responsible for the choices we make that result in our developing bad habits. The enemy cannot force us to give in to bad habits. He can only tempt us to choose these things. When Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, what did he do? He fought back by quoting scriptures. If Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness in this way, Satan will likely try the same tricks on us. We should follow the Lord's example and quote the Word of God and rebuke the enemy when he does. Another factor is that not everything negative comes from the devil. There are plenty of bad habits that we develop because of our own weaknesses, selfishness, desire for the praise and acceptance of others, and other reasons. But whatever the source of our bad habits, we always have the freedom to choose to change and overcome them. If you're desperate and you want to break your bad habits, there are several things you can do. 1. Pray for a lasting victory, and the Lord will help you. Jesus never fails. He always answers when we call upon Him with a whole heart. He said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." We have Jesus, so we can call on His power to help us. 2. If there are any demonic powers trying to play on your weaknesses or wrong choices to tempt you to give in to bad habits, you can rebuke them in the name of Jesus and they have to depart. One way to do this is to keep quoting the Word and praising the Lord and not giving the enemy any place. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Of course, it often takes time to completely break free from ingrained habits. The enemy will be trying as hard as he can to tempt you and play on your weaknesses and tendencies along those lines. You may still have some battles over it, so be mindful of that and don't give up. 3. You have the stronger man on your side, Christ Jesus. It is He, as Martin Luther's song says. I love this song and can listen to it over and over. Even if you know it by heart, read it or listen to it thoughtfully and prayerfully, and I'm sure you'll be blessed by it. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper He amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate on earth is not His equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. We're not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Just ask who that may be. Christ Jesus, it is He. Lord Sabaoth, His name, from age to age the same, and He must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed His truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. That word, above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. Hallelujah! No one can stand against Jesus and His power. We have access to it through the man of God's own choosing. God's truth will always prevail. So, if we will do our part, He is definitely very eager to do His. Here are a few of the many verses that you can claim as you fight to overcome bad habits. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. For ours is not a conflict with mere flesh and blood, but with the despotisms, dictatorships, the empires, the forces that control and govern this dark world, the spiritual hosts of evil arrayed against us in the heavenly warfare. Nothing will be impossible with God. Be on your guard and stay awake. Your enemy, the devil, is like a roaring lion, sneaking around to find someone to attack. But you must resist the devil and stay strong in your faith. You know that all over the world, the Lord's followers are suffering just as you are. I tell you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I am doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. Neither give place to the devil. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. For I am persuaded that not even death or life, angels or rulers, things present or things to come, hostile powers, height or depth, or any other created thing will have the power to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And of course, along with a multitude of promises in the Bible, we can also call on the power of the keys. I claim this power. I love how it works.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.